This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Father Dave Richards is on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. He's been chosen to be Grand Marshal of Sunday's St. Patrick's Day Parade along Delaware Avenue. Well, top of the morning, Father Dave.
Top of the morning to you.
How excited are you for Sunday?
Oh, I'm pumped up. I could use a little bit of a better weather forecast, but other than that, I'm super excited. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you for inviting me on the show, by the way.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that this might be some of the best weather we've had for St. Patrick's Day weekend in Buffalo, maybe ever.
Yeah, but today looks spectacular. Tomorrow and Sunday, hopefully God can blow the rain south or something.
Don't you have some connections, maybe?
You would think. I gave everyone FDH, Father Dave, homework, and I just said, hey, pray for some decent weather to march in. But it's going to be great either way. It's all good.
Right. Now, how did you get this? You've been chaplain for the United Irish American Association?
Yeah, so I got invited on the committee about 2009 as a little baby deacon, right, for the church. And they just said, hey, if you could just lead us in prayer and help us plan the mass on parade day over at the cathedral, that's basically your duties as chaplain. So here we are 15 years later or so, and they elected me a couple of months ago. I think February 2nd was the official announcement. And yeah, it was pretty cool. And that's kind of my understanding is how it works. You end up on the committee, and then after some time, they elect you as Grand Marshal.
So you've been on the committee for some time. You've seen the parade up close and the planning that goes into it. It's one of Buffalo's, really big events. What goes into throwing this off where so many people are coming down to downtown Buffalo?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, first of all, I think it's really important to thank Mayor Scanlon and all the departments in City Hall and Buffalo that help and support putting everything together and keeping it safe. Our committee, in a sense, or in essence, I should say, is responsible for setting up and putting up barriers for blocking off streets and helping design what it will look like, divisions and all of the different details of making it fun, right? And they put up signs, and that's kind of the main role of the committee in planning it. And then the beauty of a beautifully well prepared and planned parade is everyone's desire to be a part of it. So it's so nice to see so many people come down and enjoy it, enjoy the day. And that's the beauty of, I think, the parade day is everyone's Irish that day.
Right. I mean, it's like a breakout weekend after a long winter, And
Thank you, Jesus. I know. Yeah, because you end up hibernating for like 5 months in Buffalo, and then this week it has been beautiful getting out, get some fresh air, and get out on the streets. It's great.
So you're leading this parade. All eyes are on you, and you get to pick your deputy marshals. Who did you pick?
Hey, thank you for asking. My deputy grand marshals, I picked my siblings and my mother. So my brother John, my sisters Liz and Molly, and then Mom, and that's kind of what I ended up going with.
Nice. And do you have Irish roots too, Father Dave?
Yeah. So Mom's side of the family, I think we go back to County Clare in Ireland, probably in the 1800s. One of the children immigrated into Buffalo, the area, Western New York, and I just got my cousin sent me a few pictures of just the history of it and a couple of monuments in the cemetery. I think it's Holy Cross Cemetery. So they go back to Ireland, County Clare, and my mom's side. And my dad's side, same. The maternal side, I think my father's mother was a Hartnett. And the Hartnett family went back many years. I think probably the 1800s, where one of them ended up in the first ward early on in that, I guess, the potato famine. So well, that's my connection. My mom and dad are from South Buffalo. Mom, Choate Avenue, Dad, Whitfield. And that's my connection to South Buffalo and the Irish heritage.
And look at you now, Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which I got to know because you see a priest walking around and there's like a certain traditional garb that a father or someone in your position would wear. There's also a certain, you know, traditional thing for a Grand Marshal to wear. How are those two things going to, you know, mesh together on Sunday?
Yeah, it should be great, right? I mean, hopefully a handful of priests will join me, but it'll just be, I'll be in my clerics and have my Grand Marshal sash on, and I don't know, I'm right up front, so it's a privilege.
Do you have a shillelagh?
Got a shillelagh. I don't know that I have a top hat yet, but
you
I don't know that I'll need that if I have an umbrella.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you need something over your head, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, get to work on that top hat, because I haven't seen one in a store, and you know, it's been some time. Might be hard to find. And good luck with everything on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us. Father Dave Richards will be the Grand Marshal at the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday.